USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This November, we're going to take back the House. We're going to hold the Senate.
President Trump holds a rally in Colorado Springs last evening, where he again slams what he calls hoaxes and witch hunts that were designed by Democrats to try to overturn the 2016 election.
The radical left's attempt to poison our democracy have totally failed. They have been a complete flop.
Earlier, President Trump told reporters he believes his ally Roger Stone has a good chance of being exonerated. After Stone was sentenced yesterday to over 3 years in prison, he'd been found guilty of obstruction of justice, lying to Congress, and witness tampering as part of the Russia probe. The president suggesting that the jury was biased in its treatment of Stone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
When it comes to Wednesday night's Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas, by several measures, like the time each candidate spent speaking, the numbers of tweets about each hopeful during the event, and some surveys of those who watched it, it seems Elizabeth Warren was seen as the winner. Michael Bloomberg, who was on the debate stage for the first time in this race, says, in fact, President Trump was the winner.
Because I worry that we may very well be on the way to nominating somebody who cannot win in November. And if we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi slamming the president's decision to appoint Richard Grenell to be the next acting director of national intelligence. Pelosi says the move shows that the president has again, quote, put his political interests ahead of America's national security interests, and she argues Grenell's only qualification is his absolute loyalty to the president. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
4 years after Russia found a way to meddle in the U.S. presidential election, there are reportedly growing concerns that Moscow is at it again. The New York Times reporting yesterday that the intel community's top election security official warned lawmakers about it in a briefing last week. And in another briefing also last week, it's reported that President Trump took issue with outgoing acting director of national intelligence Joseph McGuire for allowing information about Russian meddling efforts to be included in the briefing. Again, it was announced this week that McGuire is being replaced by U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell. The coronavirus continues to spread and claim lives. It's now left over 2,200 people dead around the world. Now, most of those deaths are still in mainland China. Meanwhile, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases now stands at more than 76,000. The state of Tennessee executing a convicted killer in an electric chair last night. Nicholas Sutton was convicted of a 1979 multiple murder. Three people were killed, including his grandmother. And Ozzy Osbourne's Ordinary Man has arrived, the legendary rocker dropping his 12th studio album just a few hours ago, the first from the Prince of Darkness in a decade. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.